And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, and subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. As always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode has me really excited. And as you can see, I'm a little bit extra today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's our guest. Maybe it's the combination of the guest and what we're going to talk about. But whatever it is, I'm excited. I'm ready to get started. And I'm glad that you are joining us today. And whether this is your very first time joining, your very first time hearing my voice, let me take this time, this moment, to tell you thank you. And whether someone told you about the show or you found us by accident, you found something really good, and I'm glad that you're here. And you say, Travis, man, listen, this is not my first time tuning in. I've been listening to your show ever since it's been coming on. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate your continued support. That's right, everybody. Come on in. If you're watching this right now, thank you for watching it. And if you're listening to this over your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or maybe it's iHeartRadio or wherever, let me take this moment to tell you thank you. I appreciate you for joining in to streaming on this show. Guys, this is going to be a great show. Let me go ahead and get started and get some things out of the way, because there's people in the Philippines that's listening and watching, people all over the world in the Philippines, guys, in Vietnam, in Canada, in the UK, in Spain, in Mexico, in Portugal, in Trinidad and Tobago. Guys, places all over the planet. I'm so glad that you're listening. Let's get started, guys, because this is going to be something really good. Now, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to share and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And you say, Travis, man, I know someone that has an inspiring story, and your guest would love to hear what they have to say. That's okay. Send me their information at TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And so, Travis, listen, I don't want to come on a show, man. I'm a little camera shy. Can I just send their information to you? You absolutely can at TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you like. There you go. So, guys, we have a few affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play that information, get it underway, because once we do, we're going to come back and we're going to dive into this, because you don't want to miss this. Don't go away. We're not going to be going long. We're coming back.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information, if you need it, is right there in the chat. And if you're not watching this and you're going back and watching this and streaming this on the streaming platform, listen up, because that information is right there in the audio. Guys, I'm going to get started with today's episode. Now, I know I've been talking to people about this, and I've been talking to my guests about it, and they're just as excited as I am. If you did not catch today's topic we're talking about, guys, is entitled, It's All Good. Yeah, it's all good. And I know right now you're probably wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that? Guys, look at this. I would like to know, what does a massage therapist and a spark plug have in common? Yeah, what does a massage therapist and a spark plug have in common? I know that sounds like the beginning of some practical joke with a really good punchline. But this is a spark plug. Yeah, this is a spark plug. And even if a vehicle is in good condition, and even if a vehicle gets good mileage, without this small piece of equipment, nothing is all good. A spark plug is a small piece of equipment used in motor vehicles or boats for that matter, and it keeps the engine working. Yeah, without this small piece of equipment, your engine won't work well. It will not be all good. I don't care if the car is brand new or if it's used. Without the spark plug, it will not work the way it's supposed to work. It keeps the engine working. And but keep this in mind. If it keeps the engine working, malfunctioning spark plugs cause problems, including misfires, hard starts, reduced gas mileage, rough idling, and also lack of acceleration. Yeah, guys, listen, our special guest today talks about their role as a neuromuscular massage therapist when these misfires happen. Guys, do me a favor. Give a huge PMG welcome for our very special guest, Talisa King. What's up, Talisa? How you doing?
Hey, hello, TMG world. Thank you so much, Travis, for having me. I'm so excited about tonight's episode.
Man, this is going to be a good one, T. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you took the time out of your schedule to join us. I know you're busy, but thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much for this great opportunity to come on and to talk a little bit about the correlation between how I get people going and the spark plug. So I'm excited to get into it tonight.
Woo, let's get started. I know everybody's joining. I know it's Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central. Everybody's coming in. Come on in, everybody. I see you joining. I see you over there joining. Thank you. Guys, listen, again, Talisa, thank you so much. I'm really happy that you're here. Now, Talisa, you spend a lot of your time. You spend your time trying to help those who may be experiencing those misfires that I mentioned in the beginning of the show about what a spark plug is like. And we're going to dissect into this how a massage therapist and a spark plug, what they have in common. But you spend your time trying to help those who may be experiencing those misfires. What exactly is neuromuscular therapy or neuromassage therapy? Exactly what is that? And how is it different from other forms of massages, let's say like a Swedish massage or a deep tissue massage? Because typically people go massage, say, I just want a massage. I just want a massage. But you do something a little bit different. What's the difference between what you do and it's something like a Swedish massage or a deep tissue massage?
Well, neuromuscular therapy is a specialized form of therapy that we do manually, just like regular massage. But we do this just to correct patterns of taut banded muscles or areas that are glued or stuck together, where we may have stuck joints that are compacted from muscle tissue being stuck. And so we do that by using modified pressure on trigger points. And these trigger points may be, just like I said initially, with taut bands of muscle, or they may be areas where the tissue is webbed together, not allowing fresh blood flow or pleurum to get back and forth through that muscle for the extension or laxativity of the muscle, or to give it free range of motion or movement. So in neuromuscular therapy, we spend most of our time on one direct portion instead of like sweet tissue. I mean, Swedish deep tissue, excuse me. We direct the entire body. But with neuromuscular therapy, we focus on that one area that may be causing that pain, that may be causing that posture issue, or that may be causing that particular joint to not be mobile or have some stretch or laxativity. We just specialize in that total area of the entire session of the massage.
Okay. So you guys, as opposed to what some may go to. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You can finish.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Swedish. Oh, no problem. No problem. With Swedish and deep tissue, we focus on just small areas of the body that may be tense or tight, because it's for stress relief. Those massages are generally for just relaxation and stress relief only. Neuromuscular therapy, when we're dealing with it, we're dealing with had direct injury to a particular area, or who may be having a total focal point for pain.
Oh, okay. So now I understand. You guys do something way different than what someone would do if they go in and just get a general massage to help them to relax. You're doing more than just helping someone relax. You're actually trying to correct an issue that is occurring. Is that correct? I think we've got a slight delay there,
but she'll answer the question.
Okay, how about this? Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Okay, perfect. So my question
was
that you what you guys do is as opposed to what a Swedish massage would do, you guys, instead of trying to make the whole body relax, you guys are doing more corrective. You're trying to correct an issue that has occurred.
That's correct. We are correcting that particular pattern. Those muscles will tense up and not allow you to get good movement or to be able to stretch out or to give you free range of motion with a particular joint. So we focus on that particular area, that one focal point that will help that muscle to be more flexible and movable.
Fantastic. I heard you mention trigger points. I heard you mention the word trigger points.
Right.
And
right. So,
focus on trigger points.
Right. We focus on the trigger points in the muscle. And the trigger points may be in the base of a muscle or at the attachment of the muscle that may be causing pain in that direct area, or it may also refer pain in another location. So we put modified pressure, and it's not. Okay, go ahead.
No, I want you to finish your thought first, because I want to ask you about that word refer. Yeah, I want to ask you about that thing you said, refer pain. I'm going to ask you about that later. Go ahead and finish your point, because I got some good stuff to ask you.
Okay. So we may have a knot in your shoulder or in the trap. Mm-hmm. And that particular knot could be causing pain that will run all the way up the back of your neck and even to your jaw or your face. Could possibly even cause a migraine. And so you're thinking that, I have a headache, and it's actually your shoulder. Or you could have a tight muscle in your low back that could also refer pain down the back of your leg, even into your calf muscle. So you could have a sore calf muscle that pain actually could be coming from your low back. So those trigger points bound or...
Go ahead.
Those trigger points are in the base of the muscle, or we would say the belly of the muscle, that form tightness, soreness, or cause pain. So yes, those trigger points can refer pain all over your body, and you have no clue that it's physically coming from that area, because it may refer pain to another direction of the body.
Wow. So here's what I've learned so far. Get that out of here. Okay. Number one, you focus on trigger points. And what that tells me is there are things that trigger this, what's going on. Things that can trigger the issue. It doesn't just start overnight. Something has contributed to what's going on. Something has contributed to what is happening. And you focus on those trigger points. And that brings me to this point, Talisa. It brings me to this point. If you're focusing on these trigger points, it will help us be able to handle what's contributing, or better yet, all those contributing factors, so to speak. So if we're able to manage our trigger points, then we can be able to manage all those contributing factors. Am I right?
That is absolutely correct. So we were just talking about triggers. We always think about trigger points being in the muscle, but also we found that the emotional traumas can also cause triggers in the muscle and also cause referral pain.
Stop right there. Okay, hold it. Hold it right there. Now, you know I'm going to have to jump in on this. You know I'm going to have to jump in on that. Okay, so what you're telling me, if I do not manage my emotions my emotional triggers well. It can refer pain in my body. I can have pain in my body, in my shoulders, in my knees, in my back. And I'm taking all these medications. I'm taking all these medications to eradicate or get rid of the pain in my body when the trigger is really in my mind. If we listen, guys, let me tell you something. If you do not manage your emotional triggers, if you do not manage your emotional triggers well, listen, it can contribute to the things that we feel in our bodies. Listen, well, listen, I'll make it plain for you. What goes on up here will go on everywhere else in your body. Whatever that trigger is, you have to manage that trigger well. And they said, well, Travis, I thought we were talking about a neuro massage. Listen, you won't need a neuro massage if you handle the triggers in your mind. A lot of the things that we that's triggering us in our bodies occurs with the thoughts in our minds. Listen, the pain that you feel in your body may be triggered by a thought you had this morning. It may be triggered by something someone said to you last week. Manage the triggers. If we can manage the triggers, we can manage the contributing factors. So what I'm hearing, Talisa, is you deal with people, you have people coming in who dealing with things where either they haven't managed some things well, but there's a contributing factor. This is something going on that's making them feel this pain. And you said, you guys get down to one specific area. You focus in, you get narrow. So one of the first things in dealing with this is you got to narrow it down.
Absolutely. We have a total focal point. It's absolute. We have found that the stressors can cause pain throughout the entire body. You can be subject to mental stress. You can be subject to just the everyday monotony of your day. Sometimes an argument, sometimes anxiousness. We have different things that cause a chemical reaction in our bodies, and that's our body's way of responding to a stressor. Sometimes it could be something as simple as driving through traffic or me not getting along with your children in the house or your mate. Those things can cause problems, not just soreness. It causes dizziness, headaches, hypertension, upset stomach, irritable bowel syndrome. All of those things are connected. And it's just from one trigger. May have been somebody not speaking to you this morning. May have been somebody cutting you off in traffic. It may have been somebody not getting your order correctly in the through. And these things can cause a chemical reaction in your body, which can also cause pain.
Man, Talisa, this right here is so good, because right now what you're doing is you're providing everyone that's listening and everyone that's watching with some tools to correct some things. A lot of the pills that we're taking, you may not need. I didn't say stop taking your medicine. What I am saying, maybe we need to change the way we perceive some things. Maybe by changing how we think some things, we won't be so anxious and need others. How long have you been interested in neuromuscular massage therapy? How long have you been doing this?
I was first licensed in 1997. I actually graduated from the Alabama Massage Therapy in 1997. And neuromuscular therapy was a portion of our curriculum. So we call the neuromuscular portion the what, the when, and the where, because it gives us that internal sight on, you know, what's causing the pain, where do we go, and how do we fix it? The how, with how, what, when, and where is what we call the neuromuscular therapy. So it's going almost 20 years of me just being interested in the type of therapy, because this is the one thing that we know is very beneficial. It's very beneficial to how we help our clients, how we help patients to deal with their pain and clients to get better range of motion and movement.
Wow.
So it's one of the things that we do to help. Yes, or this is how we help to be the spark plug for people. This is how we help.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to dive into that. Yeah, we're going to dive into that about you being the spark plug. Yeah, we're going to dive into that part right there. Let me ask you a question, Talisa. So let me just say this real quick. So we talked about earlier about how malfunctioning spark plugs can cause certain things to happen in an engine. How when a spark plug is malfunctioning, certain things happen in an engine. And the same can be said when the body is not responding and doing the way it's supposed to do. Now, malfunctioning spark plugs, just to remind everyone what I said earlier, mentioned earlier, malfunctioning spark plugs also cause what's called hard starts. It's hard to start, meaning it becomes difficult to get going. Yeah, right. Malfunctioning spark plugs can make it difficult to get going. And if you've ever cut grass, if you ever used a lawnmower and you tried to start that lawnmower and the spark plug was bad, you will be pulling and pulling and pulling and it still won't start. You'll check the gas and it still won't start. You'll check the oil and it still won't start. It can be in the start position, but it still won't start. Malfunctioning spark plugs cause hard starts, means it's tough to get going. And when that happens, this is what it looks like. Whenever your body is not responding right and not responding well, this is what essentially it's like for your body. It's like you trying to push a car uphill. And it's for some of us who are trying to just do average stuff, just regular stuff throughout the day, it's like you're trying to push a car uphill. It's tough just to get going. You're just trying to get out your seat and it's tough. You're just trying to move from one chair to the other chair and it's tough. It's just tough to get going. How does what you do play a key role in improving a person's ability to just get going?
Well, a lot of times once we can get that fresh blood flow to those muscles, we give the muscle the rejuvenation to be stretched out and lengthened. We also go in there and we give a good start with that good range of motion once we get those joints free flowing and moving again. Sometimes when you have stiffness or pain, anybody who's had it or had a muscle strain or muscle injury, they know it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to move that muscle or to stand up straight, stretch that arm out, or even simple things like washing your face or putting your clothes on. So what we do, we go into that joint, we get that joint to have better mobility and range of motion. So it's an easier, swifter, smoother glide to put your shirt on. It's an easier motion to get up, to stand up out of that bed and put your feet on the floor. So we go get those muscles back into movement, getting those joints back into rotation, and then it's an easier, quicker start. So it's one good difference is that we provide the quick start to those muscles.
I like that. So you're able to help people get going. And it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter what your social status is, what you graduated from school or not. Everybody, at the end of the day, they want their bodies to work the way it's supposed to. You want to be able to get going, whether you're doing yard work or whether you're just relaxing. You want to be able to get going doing whatever you're doing. Listen, that being said, Talisa, and kind of what we said earlier, based on what you said about what you guys provide that quick start to help people get going, my question is, how can that alone How can that improve an individual's quality of life and their emotional well-being?
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you hear the question?
When we have start or people are limited in movement, it becomes depressing. If you've got an older person who couldn't get, who couldn't move, it becomes depressing to a person. When, like, I play pool. A downer for a person. So we help to increase their mental mobility, because when you can get up and still maintain your everyday life, when you can exercise, when you can get out and enjoy walking or your daily routine, it helps to improve your well-being. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to maintain their mobility and their independence? I mean, if you've ever had to be helped to put your clothes on or to get out of the bed, you know, it's not always a good feeling. So we want them mobile. We want you to have movement. We want you to be able to be flexible and help yourself. And it helps to encourage people on their day-to-day. It helps to keep people moving. I mean, you're happy when you're out and physically able to enjoy your day. When you have to have help and can barely move, I mean, it takes a toll on you emotionally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the key, what you said, Talisa, is this. The key is keep moving. If you have to start off moving slower than you used to, or slower than you're accustomed to, yeah, keep moving. If you have to start dragging it, yeah, you keep moving. If you had to bring that on with you, bring it until you start moving. Keep moving. Not moving is like trying to push this car up the hill, and you're trying to get it up the hill, but you're not pushing it. You have to keep moving. It may start small. If you're sitting at your desk, keep moving. If you're in bed, wiggle your toes if you have to. But find a way to just keep moving. It might hurt. It might be in pain until you get where you can get it. But keep moving. Listen, nothing will deteriorate a person faster or quicker is when they stop moving. Nothing will deteriorate your emotions quicker when you find a reason to stop moving. Nothing will bring around, listen, more negative things in your mind is when you find ways to stop moving. There may be 1,000 ways for you to stop. You don't need but one to keep moving. Just one. Just one. Just one. Just one. I'm gonna say this real quick, Lisa. I know you're ready to jump in. Let me say this. So the point I introduced that if a spark plug misfires, it causes rough idling. And if you've ever been in a car and you were at a stop sign, or you were at a stoplight, or you just cranked it up, and the car was sitting there just idling. You didn't even put it in park. You didn't even put it in drive yet. You just stay in park. And all you get is, and the car is shaking. It's just shaking. You're not hitting a pothole. It's just shaking. You're in park, and it's rough idling, which means, That means even when at rest, it can become challenging. That means even when you're not doing anything, you're watching TV, you're sitting in a chair watching the children, or you're reading a book or whatever, you're just sitting there or you're standing, and it's tough to stand. It's tough to sit. It's tough to just listen. You just walk in the room and it's tough. You stand up against the wall and it's tough. You're sitting on a couch, yeah. It's tough. You're just idle. You hadn't even done anything yet and it's idle. You don't always see clients, though, with injuries. From
right.
Stand. Some just want their better feeling, that better everyday feeling that says, look, I just want to feel better every day, doing everyday stuff like standing up, just sitting in a chair. I want to feel better
right.
just sitting in a chair. What is the approach to those who say they have difficulty idling, just doing normal stuff? I'm just standing. What is your approach for those who say they have difficulty idling or just doing everyday things?
For those clients, we encourage them also for stretching. Stretching will help to get the stiffness out of those muscles. It's not just the fact that we go and we move or create some muscle movement, but you also have to keep those muscles long and stretched out. Sometimes just sitting in a chair every day working, or just like you said, Travis, sitting in a chair, getting off the sofa, normally getting out of the bed. Sometimes when we don't have enough movement, those muscles just will get tight and spasm. Sometimes, you know, they used to say, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Sometimes muscle will develop atrophy from non-use. It will shrink. And so we have to go through and get those muscles nice and smoothed out, stretched out and elongated, and also just continuum motion. Like you're saying, just keep moving. So we encourage them to do moderate exercise, stretching, also to stay hydrated, and to also create an everyday routine for muscle movement in some form, even if it's light, but some form of stretching.
Absolutely. Key, again.
So we decide for that client what is necessary for those idle times, those idle starts for them. You know, sometimes we encourage them to, when you get out of bed in the morning, if you just lift your knees, stretch your arms, do mild twisting. It's every little bit of movement helps. We know we hear everybody talk about you should have a exercise routine. But for those people who are not able to get out and really run track or get out and go to the gym, just small portions of movement and stretching can help you every day with those idle starts. Yeah.
Ooh, I told y'all this was going to be good. And you want to know what a spark plug and a massage therapist have in common? I think we're nailing it. I think, and this is what idling looks like. You can go 140, but you're not moving. You're just sitting there.
Okay.
All your energy is being, let me put it this way. When it is in idling, all your energy is not being used in motion. All your energy is being moved in just standing still. And I know wow. There are a lot of people who are listening and they said, well, if I just had enough energy, I would do this. If I could just do this. But when you're an idle, no energy is being used in any motion. All your energy is being moved and just standing still. And I know there are people right now who are watching, who are listening, and they feel like they're just standing still. Let me help you out. This is how you know you're standing still. If you are seeing the same results, if you're seeing the same things, if there's no change, the reason you're seeing the same things is because you're still an idol. Anything that's moving, you always going to see something different. Anytime something is going, you always going to see something different. You might see a tree. You might see a house. You might see a cat. You might see a dog, but that's because you're moving. But when you're idle, you're going to see the same brick. You're going to see the same tree. You're going to see the same person because you're in idle. It's not that they're passing you. It's not that life is passing you by. You're still in idle. All you have to do is begin to move. I don't care what you have to move. Move something. Well, even listen, let me tell you something. Even if you were born with no limbs at all, move your head. If you were born with no limbs at all, move your eyes. Listen, create some type of movement because the only way you're going to go as, listen, the only way to be able to determine how far you can go is if you start moving now. You will never know how far you can go then if you don't start moving now. Get out of idle and move. I told y'all this was going to be good. I don't know what they thought, Talisa. I don't know what they thought. I told them it was going to be good. It sounds like a neuromuscular massage therapist helps to restore the body to get back into a state where, like a spark plug, where it's all good. I've had to replace a spark plug in a lawnmower before, and no matter how much I pulled on that cord, it never started. But the moment I put a spark plug in there, it got it back to all good. So it sounds like what you do is the same thing as replacing that spark plug. You get that engine back to all good. Am I correct?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. We recreate muscle movement and rotation to get you back started so you won't be in an idle position. You won't have to have a jump start. And it also gives you a recharge. You know, one of the things that I think about is that, you know, when we're looking at mechanical wise, the things that are needed for an engine to run really smooth. And that's what we want to do. We want to get that body running back really smooth. You don't have to run hard to run good. And that's a place that we really want to be. You know, who doesn't want to be in a place that we run good, even if you don't run hard? So everyday monotony, just the basic Swedish massage or deep tissue, neuromuscular, if you actually got a problem. So this is just what we love. We want to be, first of all, not being idle. We want to run good. We want to forget about the old slogan, no pain, no gain. You know, that was one of the things within. We are learning that we have to accept pain. And we think, oh, it's just a little pain. We're getting older. This is the way that we're supposed to be. But that's a myth. We have people who are in their 80s, who are in their late 70s and 80s, who are up, they're mobile. They are, we are going to a conference that we've got a 76-year-old massage therapist who's going to be talking about he's still in practice. So if he's still moving, I know we need to remain moving.
Man,
so this is
something.
A place that we can't just sit down. We just can't be still.
You know, you hear something. We accept that mindset that I'm older, so it's supposed to be this way. I'm older, so I'm supposed to accept this pain. I'm supposed to accept this. And it's really, I'm supposed to accept this limitation. Let me tell you something. I've seen people restore old cars back to good use. Yeah, I've seen people restore old cars back to good use, and it's running really well. You said you don't have to run hard to run good. Y'all, that right there, you can post that. Yeah, you don't have to run hard to run good. You can run good at the age you're at. You can run good, listen, whether you were in an accident or not, you can run good just where you are. But Travis, I'm 65 years old. Yeah, you can run good at 65. Travis, I'm 80. Yeah, you can run good right there where you All right, yeah, you can run good right there where you are. Remember, we mentioned earlier, we talked about some of the emotional and mental triggers. Maybe what's keeping you an idol is a thought that you had. I remember when I was learning how to drive, Talisa, and I was a little cautious about getting on the interstate. Oh, man. I was cautious about getting. I could ride the roads that I knew, but I didn't know anything much about the interstate. So I knew how to ride the roads, right. I knew, but I didn't know how to ride the interstate. And it wasn't that the interstate changed. It was my thought about the interstate that held me back. That's what kept me from getting on the interstate. That's what kept me in idle. When I knew I had to get on the interstate, I would crank the car up and just let it sit there in the driveway. How many of us are sitting in park when we should be in drive? What thought, what idea is keeping you back from all your full drive? Well, my drive just died because I got older. My drive died because it, No. What stopped your drive? What quit you? What made you put the keys down? What made you say, not this time? What made you say, I'm too old? What has you still in park when you should be in drive? And that's what I think about. Now, let me ask you this question. So if someone, and I know you do a great job, if someone, and I know we're in Birmingham, Alabama, but I know this is going to be heard all around the world. But for those who are in Birmingham, Alabama, those who are locally, those who are in Alabama, if someone wanted to come to your location and get some of these results that we discussed here today, where can they come visit you?
We are located on First Avenue North in Birmingham, Alabama. That address, look, and my card is slow, is 1748, I believe. 17. That's correct. 1748, First Avenue.
Is that 1748, First Avenue North?
At First Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama. And it's called the Life Touch Massage. We are Life Touch Massage at the Olive Branch.
Okay. I have a different address here. I'm going to pull the one that I got off your website.
Okay. We're looking at the old location is closed now. So we have
What's your new location?
There it is now.
What's that?
Here it is now.
What's the updated
location? So the new location, if I can get it to pull up now. There it is. I'm sorry, I'm pulling it up now.
People get it up. Oh, you're fine. We'll make sure people get an opportunity to come and visit. Even get to see you. They might say, you know what? I saw Talisa and I want her to help me out. I don't want to be idle anymore.
It is 7841 First Avenue North, and that's suite 102.
In Birmingham, Alabama?
Is that the same location?
Yep.
And that's Birmingham, Alabama, 35206. You can also go to massagebook.com. Any massage therapists that are local in every city and every state. And of course, all of those therapists listed on Massage Book, we're all licensed therapists. And that our phone number is 205-718-5144.
So there that you go. Is correct. That's it. Guys, if you want to see Talisa, there you go. That's the information. Right? Life Touch Massage.
And if they want to
let me show you. Go ahead.
If they want to look us up on our website is www.lifetouchal.com, and it'll pull up our direct website.
There you go. Let me put that website up so everybody can see it. There's right there on the screen, www.lifetouch.com. Let me go ahead and pull it up here so everybody can see it. There you go.
And it's lifetouchal.com. Right, correct.
Awesome. And that's how it is right there, guys. Look, there it is right there. Little map. How about that? Home. All these right here. Wow. This is a very nice website.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Oh, wow. You guys got a lot of great stuff here. About us section. Who is these? Who is this person?
That's it. And that is our owner. He is Lamar Story. Lamar is he's the owner of Life Touch Massage. We are now, look, one location. We were two locations, but we're now one local location, and we have several therapists there. So I'm not the only therapist there. We have male and female therapists. So we have enough. It's not just me. We have Lamar, and then there's also Cleophas and Terrence and Sonia. And Shan. So we're all listed on the website. So there are several different therapists to choose from.
Wow, you guys have a whole slew of people to take care of people. That's fantastic.
We do. We have an entire staff.
You do? I see. You guys have a whole staff.
We are ready and waiting.
There's Lamar's picture again. Lamar. We see you. We see you, Lamar. We see you. So this is a testimonial.
Shout out to our boss, Lamar.
So these are some testimonials that people have provided based on some of the things that you've done. So this is really good here. Awesome. Let's see. Really good. Now, fantastic. It's a great atmosphere, great experience, very clean, very professional. So a lot of great things people are saying about what you guys are doing here. This is fantastic. Absolutely. I love this.
Absolutely.
Oh, warm, and relaxing atmosphere. This is fantastic. We absolutely love this.
And they can pull up any of the therapists and look at our great reviews. We come highly recommended. We are of a family-oriented business. So all of us, we're just like family. We treat our clients like family. You're not just a number or a client. We pay very close attention to detail. We specialize our sessions targeted toward the area of your complaint. And there's nothing like it. So we're gifted hands around the city. So there's nothing like it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Guys, do me a favor. Visit their website, www.lifetouchal.com and Life Touch Massage right here, guys. 7841 First Avenue North, Suite 102, Birmingham, Alabama. Phone number, guys, 205-718-5144. Now, you mentioned a website that they could go to that if they're not in Alabama. What website was that again?
It's massagebook.com.
Okay, massagebook.com. Perfect.
Yeah.
And guys, if you aren't in Alabama, you can go to massagebook.com and find yourself a great masseuse that can help you out. There you go. Awesome. Very good. Talisa, I like to ask this of everybody.
Can you give the detail of the areas and locations?
Oh, wow. So that does help a whole lot.
Yeah, it
that
it
does help a
gives
whole lot.
All you do is enter in your zip code and your location, and it'll pull up the therapist in your area.
Fantastic. So let me ask you before we get out of here. I like to ask this of all my guests. Okay. Something that you would say to those listening who says their body might be telling them maybe they could use your services or use what you guys do? Who say, you know what, I've been rough idling. I got some trigger points that's going on.
Maybe if something happened, maybe it was a divorce, maybe it was a separation, maybe it was a financial issue. Hey, we all just survived COVID, baby. I'm telling you, somebody might be dealing with something. Your job changed. And ever since that job changed, I feel the stress in my shoulders. I just can't seem to move my arm up here. You know, what would you say to someone who feels like they may be rough idling or pushing that car up the hill? What would you say to encourage someone who feels like their body may be in a shape like this?
That massage therapy has been proven over many, many years to be a very effective in getting you back started. Massage therapy can help you to regain muscle movement. Massage therapy can help you to even help with stiffness or soreness. So I just say don't waste time thinking, oh, massage can't help me. My back has been stuck for 40 years, or I've been in this shape for 20 years. Don't. I'll tell you to try out your local massage therapist. Look up the benefits of massage and research, do your research and find out that it's not just basic. Oh, they're just rubbing me. It's not. It is definitely right. Work. It's truly defined work for your body, and we can get your body back into great movement.
Guys, let me tell you something. First of all, Talisa, thank you so much for joining the show. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. You have definitely enlightened us. You've definitely added and brought your light to the show. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here. Guys, I asked a question earlier. The question I asked earlier was, what does a spark plug and a massage therapist have in common? Let me tell you something, guys. No matter who you are or what walk of life that you are in, the more we wear and tear our lives and our bodies, we put wear and tear on our body. And we could put wear and tear on our body by the physical things that we do, whether it's playing sports or whether it's work, or whatever. We can also cause wear and tear on our bodies by the way we think, by our emotional health and our emotional well-being as well. Absolutely. All those things can cause us to lose our spark. I don't know what may have caused you to lose your spark. I don't know what it is that when you think about things that you would normally get excited about and you don't seem that same excitement, you would think, well, I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to get excited, or family will come and visit. And I don't know what's causing your spark to be lower than it should be. But today is the day. Yeah. Make up your mind. I'm getting my spark back. I know there are people listening right now that said, Travis, I was tough, man. I was rough idling. Man, I've been just idle. I've been in idle all this time, and I didn't even think so. I thought that I was moving, but now I realize I've been in idle. I'm getting my spark back. I thought that was a different dog. No, you've been watching the same picture over and over again because you've been an idol. But today, wow. I believe people that are saying, I'm getting my spark back. If you are, you know I'm a firm believer of positive confession. Go ahead and just type it. I'm getting my spark back. Yeah, put it in chat. I'm getting my spark back. If you're driving in your car and you're listening to this, say it out loud. I'm getting my spark back. No longer have a I'm getting my spark back. Guys, we got to get out of here. You know how we do it, guys. It's been an exciting show. Again, I'm so excited you took the time to join us, but we got to get up out of here. We can't stay here all night. Guys, I want to thank our very special guest, Talisa King, guys, for joining the show and bringing her light and sharing some information, guys. Please visit the website. I'm going to go ahead and put it back up, guys, so you can do that. There it is right there. There's the website, guys. There's the address as well. Please visit, guys. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in right here, guys, each week.
6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show every Thursday, guys. And whether you're streaming on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so many more, wherever you are, thank you around the world for listening to the show. We got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm here, y'all. I got to go. Peace. You know I got to go. There you go.